I follow a very strict daily religious routine and meditate very often. I will meditate early morning when I woke up, before I start work at office, at lunch break, and whenever I had free time, and before I sleep. Even during meetings. Then later, when my daily mindfulness meditation had stabilized, I was able to meditate throughout the day and even into my sleeping moments. Like I hardly sleep and I was fully aware and awake most of the time.
So at least here, they recorded it. Then we make it into this, what they call Hasuta Shadow. I also forgot about this, that I relate to you all during that sharing. And this is very comprehensive. You know? This is what really I do. You know? My cultivation was non-stop. And that time I was at my peak, 34 years old. That's why at the age of 35, 1989, 1 year later, I awakened. So I was doing my cultivation then, before that. I joined that place in 1982, yeah, not wrong. Then by the time 89, I think, then I know why, then I want to come out to test myself. That's why at a age of 35, I resigned from a very comfortable super skill post and joined the private sector to test myself, to find out whether if I were to work for the private sector, how my mind will become, will it be affected or what? I want to understand. That's why I came out. Then when I come out, I realize this mind that has transformed, that time the Monday mind hasn't collapsed, is very funny. Yeah, the first few days I remember I went to the office, there is a major consulting firm doing all the five-star project, the big project, because Shangri-La Hotel was by them, Hotel Istana was by them, and I was in this very big consulting firm. And there's a lot of work. Although I'm very experienced, I no need to read out a lot of things, but there's a lot of work. Then the old file, all the new file, all the new project that I just joined, I had to take over. These are not easy to handle. I realize I cannot read, no. I open up the file. The understanding is like the nature tell you. You want to read, you want to suffer, you go ahead and read. Cannot read. Oh. At that time, I hasn't become normal yet. Hasn't reached the ability to develop the Kan San Yu Si Sang. At that time, my mind just transformed. It went through cessation, and it understood the thing, then the Dhamma are very clear. Then that time, one thing very strange, after I come back, I try to read, then I realize I cannot read. So I have to slow down. Then, because I am very experienced, I only need the date, So I quickly skim through, read the date, then I write down, right? That's why I advise you all during the early days, I remember. After you have the understanding and the transformation, your memory will not be like last time already. You don't try to rely on memory. You have to write down. Otherwise, split second, the thing gone. But when the condition is there, it will surface. Then sometimes you make a note that it will surface. But all this you have to go through. So what happened was, I start to write down in a notebook. Then with this, I attend meeting. No problem. I can handle. But the first 2 days, I remember when I come home, because so much thing to do, I sat down, I was resting. Then I saw, how come the Sankara move again? Then I relaxed, yeah, I know how to relax. Then I maintain it. Then I saw the thing slow down. Then it becomes still again. Within 2 minutes or 3 minutes maximum, become quiet and still. Then after that, when I wants to find out more, how come like that? Then later on, every time I develop a silent mind, I realize this stillness, inner awareness, inner nature is always there. Then that time my meditation, like there is nothing to do. To meditate is just relax, maintain awareness. That's why the four support I share with you. Then after that I realize everything falls into place. Then all this continue for quite a while. Well, after that I work for another, I retire at the age of 47. 46 plus actually, before 47. Which means another 11 years now. So in the consultant, I worked for about 6 years anyway. I went there in end of 89. I left in 96. 6 over year or 7 years. Then 96, I joined a listed company where I haven't experienced corporate listed company, I would say. So that is the last career path where I want to go through the whole career path. So 96 until the year 2001, another 5 years, I work in a listed company, private sector also. That's why I came to know all this. Then I saw all this, how it happened and how I can continue to do my work and live life. Then when my mundane mind collapsed, that transformation allowed me to understand all this. That's why I can fit into life. That's why I came to know the conditioned world is the conditioned world. The unconditioned world has its own set of dhamma, but these two must combine. Then the contemplation develop all the understanding of the form and mind much, much deeper. Because as a bodhisattva, as a cultivator of the way, you have to know all this, otherwise you cannot move. Then when I inherit from my spiritual nature, all these things come back. Then very fast, I went through the whole process, like skipping through like that now, very fast. Then the mind developed the wisdom and the understanding, like it just go through. People take very long to cultivate, to realize those wisdom, understanding, or those stages of transformation. But this one, like very fast one, and it bring you back to the level that you have developed until where you are before you come this life, as this segment of my life, until I realize very fast, I reach back there. After I reach back there, then only I understand what this thing is. That's why after that, I continue to share. And what the Wu Liang Yi Qing, I saw his book in the bookshop. I take out the book, I flip it open. I say, got such teaching, man. The Wu Liang Yi Qing. Yeah, the first chapter is on virtue, virtue of great beings, Orisha. Then I read, wow, what that one, no? Then later on, when we finish that one, we come to the second part. You remember? The second part? How to teach the Dhamma, preaching of the Dhamma. Then the third part, is the 10 merits. But these 10 merits are merits of the Bodhisattva, not our 10 meritorious section. So in the second chapter or second part, where the proclamation of Dhamma, you remember we shared? You have to have extensive experience. You must go through all these aeons and aeons of birth and death to develop those understanding. That's why the Bodhisattva are very different. So that was the one that when I read and I saw, I recall everything. Yeah, I have done it before. Then I realized this life when I come, I have this ability to understand so much things which I never learned this life. Different people come, I know their background. Based on what they tell me or what they describe to me and how they behave, my nature can know already. But I don't have psychic. I cannot read master. I cannot do any of all this. But how come I can understand how he become like that? That's why I can advise you very lightly. Yeah, your condition. You have to develop all this understanding. Yeah, I can explain this to you. Your life. You decide whether you want to follow or you don't want to follow. It's up to you. And most of them follow. They do the repentance, asking for forgiveness. Then after that, they do something like follow the advice of the Buddha, cultivate. But once the problem solved, you don't see them already. That's why somehow, if you go that Bodhisattva way, you have that nature, you can understand one. That's why the Buddha can teach, teacher of man and God, you understand one. Whoever come to him, he can understand. Then he also has the spiritual penetration. As a Sammasambuddha, this comes as a byproduct. That's why he can see the past and all those things. That one is an added advantage. But my nature is very funny. I don't want to touch psychic one. So I already know I cannot touch one. Well, when I touch, my wisdom will be affected. So that's why this life also I cannot touch. I won't go that way on. And nobody taught me, and yet I know. They teach me all the rising, falling, the vipassana, anapanasati, everything. But I naturally know how to do anapanasati. Then I naturally know how to avoid energy field, focusing, concentration, development. You know, that one I'm not interested on my nature. Somehow from the past on. Then I just investigate, listen. Then wherever there is truth, this nature understands. When it understands, it just like awakens. Then it will have faith in that particular person, or that particular teaching, or that particular sutta. So it depends on your choice. When you go that way, different people have different parami, different, they call it strong attribute. So based on your strong attribute, you can go your way. So some is faith, some is virya. So faith is sadda, like Amitabha, the Pure Land, and all those things. Right? They don't mind going very long. Then some, wisdom way, like Sakyamuni Buddha. So the wisdom way one, they do away with a lot of all those what they call, pardon me for saying that, because it'd be very good at chanting. Right? I cannot, you don't ask me to chant. You don't ask me to do all those things. I don't have this interest. Right? I only develop cultivation, wisdom, understanding, then I do my part. But you ask me to study the sutta, expound the sutta, I cannot. What I will expound and share is based on my understanding and relevant to life, make it a living reality, can transform living being and take them across to fulfill my vow. That's it. That's why my chanting, hopeless, don't ask me to chant. Then, even the papicho, I cannot remember. Understand? But I can appreciate. I have the faith. I understand what that thing is. But I cannot go and develop it one. Understand? Your mind is not to memorize on, not to do repetitive thing one. So all this is the uniqueness of the individual attribute of cultivators, bodhisattvas, great beings, cultivator of the way. Everyone is different. You have to know your strength, your talent, your past, what you have. Then work on that. Then you become very special, very beautiful. Understand?